Item 13.
Item number 13, from the Director, Department of Transportation, requesting authorization to abolish one full-time equivalent clerical assistant 2 position and to create one position of senior GIS analyst CityWorks to meet the needs of the highway billing replacement project within the Department of Transportation Highway Maintenance Division. This item was also referred to the Department of Administrative Services and Human Resources.
Supervisor Mayo.
Yeah, this is a new one on me. What's wrong?
Director.
I mean, we didn't normally get here. What you doing there?
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman, I would like to get an organization chart. Because I've been asking for that. And I would like names in there and the positions so I know who's who. Because this is a new position and it's changing a little bit. And come on. And no, let me make it very clear. Mr. Dranzit and his staff have really, they come to me. They be there on time. But this one slid by us right quick. Can you explain that to me, please?
Okay.
Director Dranzit.
I'm assuming I'm speaking to the chair.
Sure, address the supervisor's question, please.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm prepared to talk about this. And to Supervisor Mayo's request on the, are you speaking for the department or that you want the org chart for the highway division? Is that what you're looking for?
For each department.
Okay. The department is requesting an abolish and create for this particular position. This is a vacant clerical position right now that had the responsibility of working through the current highway billing system. It's very labor intensive. The individual retired from that position, and the department had an initiative funded through the Innovation Fund for CityWorks, which is being developed right now. CityWorks is going to be the replacement billing system for what is now the 30-year-old Falcon system. It's GIS-based, very dynamic. It's going to give us a lot of information about our quantities and amount of workforce that we have at particular projects and so forth. And most importantly, it's going to speed up our billing process, which in some cases has lagged back 3 to 4 months, which is revenue we receive back from the state for the work we do in highway. So we think this is a very critical position. The individual that eventually, once we go on and recruit for this, that would be involved with this project would be involved in the development of CityWorks, building it from the ground up. So it's important to us to have this going. It was there. I think where Supervisor Mayo may be asking was this deliberately removed away from TPW. It was not. This was just referred through. My understanding is on a position action like this, this is where it would come to is finance and personnel. So,
thank you. What is the title of this person going to have? What is the title going to be?
Senior GIS Analyst / CityWorks. If you look at the report at the bottom there.
I see right there.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is a new position, Mr. Chairman, right?
It'd be a new create.
Abolish create.
Abolish create, right.
Okay, I move approval.
Supervisor Mayo moves approval. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe I heard some of my questions were answered by Director Dranzik's statements. She said he had individual who was in the highway division had retired. In this position, that would be abolished. Mr. Wantock, was that? Was it Clark Wantock?
No. Clark decided to move on to other things and let me know just before Christmas. So.
Merry Christmas.
That's how it works sometimes.
That is indeed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know about
not in
that.
Question, Mr. Chairman.
Put you on the good list.
Not in question, yeah. Mr. Chairman. That said, I also note this this report says this will get the transportation billing off the mainframe. Is that correct, Mr. Dranzit?
You know, that's getting into a technical area. I don't know if Mr. Martin can help me out here. He's been working through the the technicals of the City Works process as it's moving now through kind of the discovery phase, if you will, to get us to implementation. So,
James Martin, Director of Administration, Department of Transportation, Chair Supervisors. In response to Supervisor Huss's question, this will take the highway billing system off of the mainframe, off of that architecture completely.
Mr. Chairman, I think that's extremely good news. I have an interest in getting us off of the mainframe. We paid many millions of dollars every year to operate that big old ancient computer. Thankfully, it still works. But I'm very glad that DOT is modernizing. As you said, Director Drancic stated, this will help ensure we get reimbursed much faster. I think we're all interested in that. So thank you, Mr. Chairman. Okay. I have no further questions.
The motion is for adoption by Supervisor Mayo. Supervisor Jersey.
Just a related question. Are you now in the TIC building?
Yes, we are.
How's that going?
Fifth floor. It's going well. It's good space. It's working out for us.
Stay as long as you want.
I think I saw 85% of the TIC building is now rented up. That's at the same time we're looking to spin it up.
Yep.
Thank you.
It's working out. Supervisor Mayo.
Mr. Drancic, when I was at the research park and came to visit, didn't you say you're going to have an open house for the committee and you're going to have hot dogs and broths and sodas? Didn't you say you're going to do something like that? Did I hear that?
I got to go back and recall.
I thought you said this. We work on it for when it gets a little warm.
Spring.
Right.
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 Coffee?
All right. The motion is for adoption.
That's out.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt? Roma West?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Weddle?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion that item number 13 be recommended for adoption prevails.
Chairman,
there are requests to take 14 and 18 together.